Now, as far as wanting to do it a second time, what made you come back and release another one?
Well, we are always looking for ways that we can actually improve the efficiency of the government. There's no shortage of inefficiency there. And so while we identified 100 areas last year, many of those 100 are still outstanding, but we're trying to press through and to say there is still more that needs to be exposed. And our main focus is not just exposing it, it's fixing it. And so with every one of the fumbles that we list, we also list, here's how to actually fix this, whether it's a legislative or an administrative section. And so throughout this past year, our team constantly looks for areas where we think it's an obvious fix, where it's an obvious part of waste, and we're going to help identify that. We hope by exposing it, we can expose it enough to be able to clear it.
And I remember it might have been last year or another previous report about the federal government funding some sort of cheese in Wisconsin or something like that. Right. There are some in there where people just shake their heads at us spending money on. Is there one or two that you found this year that are new that you know for sure that people just really scoff at?
Yeah, Justin, there'll be quite a few, and I'll outline those in a couple of weeks once we actually get to it. But there will be quite a few that people will shake their heads at. We have three sets of issues here as we walk through the federal fumbles every time. One of them deals with regulations. We're just over-regulation, where people from Washington, D.C. are telling people in a local area, here's how you have to do life. Most of them, they've never even been there. And so we try to expose that. It raises the prices. Another one is a legislative problem, where we've got a piece of bad legislation. It needs to be fixed. But a third area is an administrative issue, where they're taking latitudes with an old piece of law and reinterpreting it. And oftentimes, that's a grant. The federal government has found it very complicated and a lot of transparency requirements for doing contracts. And so a lot of the agencies have said, well, we'll stop doing contracts. We'll start doing grants. And there's very few limits on what they can do on grants. And so that is usually the craziest things that come out. If you ask the question, who did that, it was often a grant that was done to some university, some entity, some agency that they just handed money out. That is something an administration could stop immediately. Just on putting good criteria for how they decide on grants, it's something we're trying to do legislatively to say these agencies have to make better decisions on how they put American tax dollars out to ideas that just sound crazy to the American people because they are.
And you had mentioned that the administration could fix that immediately. Is that your message to the president-elect now to take a look at this report and kind of fix these problems?
It is, actually, and it was our message to President Obama as well, and it was our message as we met with agencies last year. When we put out the report last year, we had several agency heads that called us, and they wanted to try to explain some of the grants that they did to say, no, it's really not as bad as it looked. The problem was when they came into my office to explain it, they had no good explanation. They just said this was an area that just slipped past us. My comment is not that we don't ever do a grant. It's that these grants that are done, we really know that they're in the best interest of the national security and the economy of the United States, and they're the right use of taxpayer dollars, not just someone in the federal government that wants to do something nice. That's not the role of the tax dollar.